A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as your fellow workers, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In an acceptable time I heard you, on a day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We cause no one to stumble in anything in order that no fault may be found with our ministry. On the contrary, in everything we commend ourselves as ministers of God, through much endurance in afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, fasts, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love, in truthful speech, in the power of God, the weapons of righteousness at the right and at the left, through glory and dishonor, insult and praise. We are treated as deceivers, and yet we are truthful, as unrecognized and yet acknowledged, as dying, and yet behold we live, as chastised and yet not put to death, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet enriching many, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. The word of the Lord. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made known his salvation. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has made known his salvation. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has made known his salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we listen again to Jesus. And when I hear the Gospel, I go, you know, who's going to do this? You know, it's one of these things that Jesus tells us, and too often we pick and choose what we follow of Jesus, right? All the sexual things, of course, they're very strong, and of course we follow that, and we yell at everybody else who doesn't, and da-da-da, and we should. That's not the point. But here, Jesus is telling us it's not enough. We got to go even deeper. Huh? And so if someone wants to borrow something, don't turn your back on them. If they want to ask for something for you, then you give it to them. Tell you to go with 1 mile, no, go 2. They want your cloak, give them your tunic also. Someone slaps you on the right cheek, just give them the left. Offer no resistance to evil. Now, when we sit there and we put our lives to this, what are we doing? Are we living what Jesus asks us to do? And again, there's always more because Jesus is trying to tell us something deeper. But when Jesus is calling us, he's calling us to these type lives that the way we deal with everything is the cross. Huh? Look at the cross. That's the way he dealt with evil in the world. He turned his cheek. He offered no resistance to evil. He gave his life for all of us. And so he says, you know, the way I live, I want you to live the same way. Will we listen? Will we obey? May each of you know his love today and forever.